Brad Hazzard has had another shocker. I'm sorry to say the New South Wales Health Minister is becoming a bigger problem for the New South Wales government. He's lost all cut-through with the public. That happened some time ago. His messages and his health orders are confusing, and that's putting it lightly. And when confronted with questions, he just becomes aggressive. Remember, it's his lazy health orders surrounding the limo driver that got us into this mess. Remember also, he never fessed up to the mistake with the Ruby Princess, but anyway, that feels like a lifetime ago. How many mistakes are we going to allow one minister to make? Yesterday, Brad Hazzard conceded his public health order has got another loophole. The rules allowing people in lockdown to leave Sydney for real estate reasons. If you claim to be inspecting a house, you can go wherever you want. Brad Hazzard has conceded that's an issue. Another issue with his health orders. He says, I've asked our legal department to look at what we can do to tighten it up. So we can't visit our relatives. We can't hold funerals to give people an appropriate goodbye. Kids can't go to school. There's tough restrictions around hospital visits. But you can jump in the car this weekend and head north to inspect a duplex on the mid-north coast. You can't make this stuff up. And because the rules allow it, this idiot goes from Sydney to Byron Bay with two kids in the back of the car. We told you about him yesterday. He says he was up there having a look at some real estate, but police are seeking to get to the bottom of that. And because he's refusing to cooperate, this clown has caused the whole of Ballina and Byron Bay to be locked down for at least a week. Police are trying to figure out if they can charge him. But if he did go to an open home or a property inspection while he was there, well, technically that's allowed because of Brad Hazzard's health orders. So just like the limo driver, this idiot may get off scot-free. If so, Mr. Hazzard, that's on you. And your reasoning for this is ridiculous. Brad Hazzard says you can't legislate against stupidity, arrogance, and entitlement. Well, yes, you can. If the rules are tight, stupid people will be punished. If people are arrogant and entitled, they will face consequences. In your health orders, there are no consequences for this bloke. He's a COVID denier, by the way, who left behind his COVID-positive wife in Sydney and drove the virus up north and caused a lockdown. Brad Hazzard lost his cool yesterday before a parliamentary committee. And he wasn't clear about the incoming health orders surrounding aged care workers needing to be vaccinated. And he had colleagues shaking their heads when he seemed to suggest that it was people from other backgrounds who were currently breaking the law. He said there are other communities, other people from other backgrounds who don't seem to think it's necessary to comply with the law. When he said that, his colleagues were just shaking their heads. Enough is enough. When is Gladys Berejiklian going to face up to reality and stop running a protection racket for Brad Hazzard?